If you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And the title of my message this morning is Thanksgiving 2020, Being Thankful in a Weary Year. So as we know, we've all had a pretty weary year. It's been a long year. A lot of things have happened. Some not so good. Maybe some good things have happened. Maybe priorities have been shifted a little bit for you. Maybe you found you've had more time. Maybe you found you've had less time. But we could all say 2020 is going to be one of those years that we all look back upon and think about 2020. We're going to remember where we were, so to speak. Much like 9/11, much like different wars, maybe when different regimes fall, things like that, 2020 is going to be stuck forever in our conscience. As you may know, I lived in New Orleans for about 4 years, and I lived before and after Katrina in New Orleans, and especially afterwards, and even the years still today, people still talk about Katrina, and that was 15 years ago. This past summer is 15 years ago. Hello, Upchurch family. I see y'all. They're listening on a FM transmitter. But there are a lot of things that happen in this world that they just get seared into our conscience. And 2020 is going to be one of those years. In fact, we will never forget 2020, I don't think. It's one of those things where it's one of those times where it's a very difficult time. Because of that, it's been seared into our conscience. So in light of that, and thinking about that, you'll never forget about 2020, I want to kind of look at it from a biblical point of view of how our response should be to such a trying year. And why not think about that during the time of Thanksgiving, that our country pauses and thinks about what we can be thankful for. You might have heard the story of Thanksgiving, but I just have a few trivia facts about Thanksgiving to kind of just put Thanksgiving into perspective. The colonists and Indians share an autumn harvest feast in 1621 in Plymouth, Massachusetts, which is widely acknowledged as one of the first Thanksgiving celebrations. But interestingly, some historians argue that Florida, not Massachusetts, may have been the first true site of the first Thanksgiving in North America. In 1565, nearly 60 years before Plymouth, a Spanish fleet came ashore and planted a cross in the sandy beach to christen the new settlement of St. Augustine. As you may know, St. Augustine is the oldest existing today settlement in the United States. To celebrate the arrival and give thanks for God's providence, the 800 Spanish settlers shared a festive meal with a native Timucan people. Kind of an interesting fact of knowledge. I did not know that until I was gathering facts for this. Thanksgiving, as we know it, started with President George Washington's 1789 proclamation. Presidents John Adams and James Madison followed suit. New York State made Thanksgiving a holiday in 1817, and Abraham Lincoln made the fourth Thursday of November a national holiday in 1863, when he called for an annual Thanksgiving celebration on the final Thursday in November. Another interesting fact, FDR actually pushed back the date of Thanksgiving to give more time for Christmas season. So there'd be more weeks to shop for Christmas and decorate for Christmas, but especially shop, because he was trying to think of ways to bring the United States out of the recession. So we've had a long and trying year, but there's one fact that still remains and that will always will remain, that God is good. God is always going to be good. It's in His character. It's who He is. God is not going to change, and God does not fret over what happens in our world, in our country, in our communities. But His very nature, who He is at His very core, one of the many things, the goodness of God, is that God is good. So there's several things I want for us to look at and when we think about Thanksgiving. And five reasons why we can be thankful even though it's been a very trying and weary year. The very first thing, as I mentioned a second ago, is that God is good. He is good. look at me with me at 1 Chronicles chapter 16, starting verse 29. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar and all that is in it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for He comes to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Say also, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather and deliver us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to Your holy name and glory in Your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And then all the peoples said amen and praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. God's very nature, His essence, is goodness. Psalm 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for His steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His steadfast love endures forever. To Him who alone does great works and wonders, for His steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert waste, finding no way for a city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. Psalm 106, verse 1, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Did you see the theme there? Attached to God's goodness is His steadfast love. In other words, the love, the covenant love that God has for you and for me, for His people, that love that will never end, that love that is constant, that love that will never change, the love that pursues, the love that redeems, the gracious, merciful love of God endures. It will never be outlasted by anything. Nothing can quench its fire. God's love will always remain the same for His people. Even when we fall short many times of the glory of God, God's love will still continue to endure for His people. And even in 2020, maybe it's been the hardest year, or maybe you've lived through a tougher year some other time. Maybe you've gone through a calamity in your home. Maybe an illness for a year or so or more. Maybe you've been to war. Whether you're here in the pavilion this morning or you're watching now, or maybe you listen later, maybe 2020 isn't the toughest year you've had. Even so, there's nothing in this world that can outlast or quench the love of God for you, for His people. Nothing. It is steadfast. It is constant. There's also a second thing of why we can be thankful, and into the thought of thanksgiving, is that we give thanks. By giving thanks, we praise and magnify God. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 8 says, Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Psalm 50, verse 23, The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To the one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 13, And now we thank You, our God, and we praise Your glorious name. Psalm 116, verse 17, I will offer to the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. Isaiah 12, starting at verse 1, You will say in that day, I will give thanks to You, O Lord, for though You were angry with me, Your anger turned away, that You might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that His name is exalted. sing praises to the Lord, for He has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Colossians 4:2, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Revelation 7:12, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Isaiah 51:3, for the Lord comforts Zion. He comforts all of her waste places and makes her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. In other words, our faith is a public faith. Our faith is not a private faith. Our faith is not something that we can hold to something privately and inwardly, but yet live in a different way when we go out. Our faith is public. Our faith, we are called to make known the deeds of God wherever we go. Make known the deeds of God in your families. Make known the deeds of God in your friendships. Make known the deeds of God in your workplaces. Make known the deeds of God in your school. Make known the deeds of God in your community group. Make known the deeds of God on your sports teams. Make known the deeds of God. When we give thanksgiving, when we give praise to God, when we give thanks to God for all that He's done, it praises and it magnifies Him among all peoples. Which brings us to the third part. When should we be thankful? When should we be thankful? It's been a tough year. Maybe you've had tougher years. Maybe it's hard to be thankful. Maybe you think to yourself that maybe it's hard to be thankful. So when should we be thankful? 1 Chronicles 23, verse 30 says, and they were to stand every morning thanking and praising the Lord, and likewise at evening. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I know I have a lot of verses this morning. If you're trying to keep up, I'd be happy to send them to you later. So when are we to be thankful? At all times. When we rise up in the morning, when we lay down in the evening, and every time in between. And in all circumstances, we are to be thankful. It might be hard to think that in all circumstances to be thankful. How can I be thankful when A, B, or C is going on in my life? Because God is good. God is good. God is always going to be there. He's never going to leave us or forsake us. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. His love will never run out. The covenant love that God has for us, the steadfast love, that's what the covenant means. God made a promise with His people. God made a promise to you at salvation. God made a promise to everyone that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then 1 Timothy tells us that God does not desire anyone to perish, but that all will come to faith. That love that pursues that never runs out. We can be thankful for the love of God that never runs out when we may think. And that's why it's so important to know the knowledge of God from His Word rather than allow emotions to dictate how we feel about God sometimes. Because there's going to be times in our lives, and maybe times right this moment, where you just don't feel that God loves you. Maybe you feel that God has abandoned you. And there are times in our lives where it feels that, you know, you ask the question, why? And maybe you've come to a point in your life, or maybe points in your life, maybe in the past, maybe now, or maybe sometime in the near future, where something will happen and you'll ask God why. But it feels like you might as well be praying to an empty wall because there's no response back. Sometimes in those dark times, it's when we know we need to cling to the knowledge of God, to the facts of God, to the truth of God in His Word, to know that He is good. His love endures forever. His steadfast love that will never run out. His love that pursues us. His love that is always constantly looking towards you in grace and mercy. So thinking about that, thinking about all these times that, you know, that God is good, and when we praise God, we magnify God to other people, and that we should praise God at all times and in all circumstances. But what happens when we are thankful? What happens when we are thankful? not only do we worship God, do we praise God, but we bless others. 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 1. First of all, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made known for all people, for kings and who all are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful, quiet, godly, and dignified life in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. As God's grace extends, as we proclaim His deeds among the people, as we hold on to the goodness of God, as we are lights in a dark world, the grace extends to more and more people, and from that, thanksgiving increases to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11, you will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. When we're thankful, when we make known the deeds of God, when we proclaim the deeds of God and we magnify God, and we're thankful to God in all circumstances, no matter what. Think about the Apostle Paul, who urged us to be thankful in all circumstances, who was put in prison many, many times, who was beaten, who was shipwrecked, who was eventually martyred for his faith. And he told us to be thankful in all times. In Philippians chapter 4, from the jail cell where Paul was, he said, rejoice. Again, I will say, rejoice. In all circumstances, we are to rejoice and be thankful to God. You know, it's very easy to be thankful to God when things are going good, right? It's very easy to be thankful to God when we have plenty. But it's really difficult. It can be difficult to be thankful to God when things aren't going so well. When maybe there's a trouble in one of your relationships, a deep-seated mistrust or anger or something like that in a close relationship you may have with a spouse or a child or a parent or an extended family member or a co-worker. It's really hard to be thankful and to live thankfully. But we can always be thankful no matter what, no matter wherever we are, because God is good and His love endures forever and His love pursues you. And His grace and mercy will never run out on you. And this brings me to my final thought on thanksgiving. How can we demonstrate thanksgiving? How can we demonstrate thankfulness? We can sing. Ezra 3:11. It's for you, buddy. And they sang responsibly, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His steadfast love endures forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Did you catch that right there? That here they are about to rebuild the temple, and they are quoting Scripture from times past. Exactly what we read from 1 Chronicles and Psalms as well. But 1 Chronicles where we first see it recorded. The exact phrasing and word that's recorded from the Word of God. They were singing it later. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Psalm 92, starting in verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, God, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hand, I sing for joy. Psalm 147, verse 7 and following. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to God on the lyre. L-Y-R-E, the instrument. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. Psalm 147, 7. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. Psalm 69, verse 30, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Nehemiah 12, 46, for long ago in the days of David and Asaph, there were directors of the singers, and there were songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. Psalm 69, verses 30 and 31, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hoofs. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, for everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. How important it is in this time of thanksgiving, in this season of thanksgiving, to remember that God is good, that His love endures forever, that His love actively pursues each one of you. Maybe you don't think it, maybe you don't recognize it, but it does. And that our praise magnifies God, and we should make that known to all people. And we should praise God at all times. And also, a great way to demonstrate the thankfulness of God, which we are going to do in just a moment, is to sing to God. Those were just some of the references in God's Word that I pulled out for you today for Thanksgiving. There were multitudes of other references. We could almost be here where, if I was just reading all of those straight through, we could be here for another couple of hours reading the references of being thankful to God. But one of the things that really caught my eye, and that's why I wanted to do the format a little bit differently this morning, was that section of singing. So as our praise team comes back and I pray and we begin to worship again in song, as you sing, may you, wherever you are, if you need to close your eyes, I just want you to think and dwell upon the great things God has done for you and how good He is and that His love endures forever. So let me pray for us as the praise team comes back to lead us in song. Father, we thank You for today. We thank You for Your blessings. We thank You for Your many wonderful gifts. God, we thank You most for the gift of salvation, for the gift of life, the gift of Your love through Your Son, Jesus Christ, whom You raised on the third day to show You and You alone have the power over sin and death. God, at this moment, at this very hour, whether we're here in the pavilion, we're in our cars in the parking lot, we're listening online, or maybe listen later. As we sing, may we sing with thanksgiving and praise. And as Your Word tells us in 1 Chronicles 16, may we give all the glory that's due Your name. May we magnify You at this hour and in the days ahead, in each and every moment of our lives. May we magnify You in thanksgiving to what You have done, for You are good, O Lord. And Your steadfast love endures forever. Let us praise the Lord together.